We're all home from school, mom has the kids, and mom is going crazy during the Christmas break. That's what we're talking about this week.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And yeah, Christmas is over, and the kids are driving mom and dad nuts. It is so true. Not just now. It's like always.
You sound like you've experienced this. Absolutely. Yes. Well, I think we need to understand it's a break in routine, but nobody acts like it's a break in routine. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes into this like, okay, we're getting up every, but we're not getting up every morning. And when there's a break in routine, kids are absolutely 100% ready to take you to the mats over this break in routine. And we act surprised. The amazing thing to me is that there are parents that could act surprised every single Christmas break forever and not decide, you know, we need to do something about this. It's like you've got a flat tire. You're backing out of the driveway for 6 years in a row with a flat tire and wonder why the car is wobbly. It's going to be wobbly until you decide to fix it.
Right. But they don't, you know, it's not just a break in routine, but it's this happens all the time. What happens now also is a reflection of what can go on throughout the year if you're not careful.
Oh, absolutely. But I think what we have to see here is the rest of the year, the kids get up during a school year. They're slamming it. They get up earlier than they want to get up. They're slamming it. They've got stuff to do. They're out the door. They're in the car or running to the bus or whatever they're doing. They're getting off the bus at the end of the school day. They're coming back to the house. They've got stuff to do. They've got homework to do. They've got soccer to do. And that's not the case with Christmas break. And they actually call it Christmas vacation rather than the Christmas break. And what happens is then mom needs to become the personal, or whoever the parent is that's home needs to be the personal entertainment system, the manager of their joy and their entertainment. And we miss the fact that, wait a minute, whose vacation is this? This is nobody's vacation. You have changed your routine. Yes, we don't have to be as rigid. Yes, we don't have to get up as early. Yes, you don't have all the academics, although you may have some reports you still have due. But there are some things that need to be accomplished. And yes, we are a family. And the Christmas break, especially right after Christmas now, the anticipation towards Christmas was huge. But this break after Christmas or any break at home is really an opportunity to get some things done in the lives of the children, get some things built in the family life, and take advantage of this out of routine time. If not, if we don't plan to do something, we're going to get killed and everybody's going to be mad at everybody. And mom's going to finish this break, can't wait for them to get back to school. Why do we even have a break? This is making me crazy.
Right.
So we've got to see it different than it is, because we're going to hear, I'm bored. This is lame. This house is lame. All these other things.
There's nothing to do. Yes. Even though they have 20 new toys that they just got for Christmas.
Yes, but they're not used to this free time. They've been raised to be human doings, not human beings. And they're not used to this. And this is really a practice for the future. There will come the summer, but there will also come college. When you get up when you want, unless you have an 8 a.m. class and you've got 3 or 4 hours and then you have no clue what to do with your free time. This is an opportunity for projects. This is an opportunity for hobbies. This is an opportunity to build responsibility. This is an opportunity to build family. And so all of us as parents need to decide, okay, it's not working. Now, ironically, what many do is to say, let's go on a trip.
Right.
And everybody
spend money.
Yeah, everybody can't afford to go on a trip. And it's really avoiding dealing with some issues. And it's really avoiding raising the status of mom or the parent that's staying at home. And in our world today, it's switched a lot now. It's interesting that men are getting laid off more than women in this culture today. And so there's many times that dads are home and dads are
wanting.
Dads
have no clue sometimes.
No, they don't. I'm a dad. I'm there. I don't have any clue unless you inform me. I do know this isn't working.
Right.
I do know they're leaving that bowl there. Every time they get up and have breakfast at their leisure, they're leaving their bowl there. Here's what I do know. I do know we're wasting 2 weeks or 10 days or 1 week or whatever it is. We're wasting it. This is a blob time where we're potatoing out on a couch and entertaining ourselves to death rather than actually accomplishing something. This is a week we need to do something, but this is a week that has to start with what do we think we need to do? And philosophically, we have to decide as parents, is this really a vacation, or are we just vacating from school and vacating from soccer and other activities to accomplish other things? This is the one time during the year, other than the Thanksgiving break maybe and the spring break, this is the one time during the year where we can actually decide to try to be family. And what does that mean? What are the responsibilities and what are the fun parts about being family?
Now, I don't think it's all that bad also to be bored. I remember growing up, I would say to my mom, I'm bored. And she'd turn around, well, it's not a sin. You That's should right. walk away. And so then, in other words, just leaving it to me to figure out what to do with the time. But you're saying to be a little more intentional about it than
intentional is a great word. I didn't use that word. You did. And I wish I had used that word. Intentional is
I am writing it down,
actually, as you're watching. Intentional is something that we want to think about. Okay, we've got this week. This is 152 of the year. We've got a week here to do something, to accomplish something, maybe even life-changing, out of the routine. What can we do? And I think we have to think through that. We've got to process that. Do we want to avoid electronics during this week? Do we want to take an electronics hiatus during this week and decide we're stopping? We're not going to let them spend their entire life on Facebook. We're not going to let them spend their entire life texting. We're going to do a project. We're going to do a hobby. We're going to become family. But we're also going to make sure when the parent comes home, whichever parent's out there working, when that parent comes home, that the house is not a disaster for the parent to do the next job. This is an opportunity. Let's say it's dad out the door. This is an opportunity for us to serve mom who's still at home, to serve the parent who's still at home that's not running around behind us. This is an opportunity to teach cooking. This is an opportunity for each child to have a day of the week that they're responsible for the dinner and to teach that process, unless you want to do it as a team every time. There are life skills that can be handled during this week rather than I hear the bickering, I see the poking of each other, I see the taking of each other's stuff, I see the house is a tremendous disaster. There's not only an opportunity, I really think there's a responsibility, and your word intentional. We need to get intentional about this week with the children.
Now, as you've said before, kids are kids, and they're not going to be...
this is my vacation time.
Thanks for teaching me how to do the laundry, Dad.
This is my vacation time. I can't believe it. I have to do this at school. And I think this is a time for us to notice. You realize that mom or dad, whichever parent's home, is still there doing the regular routine things they have to do. The laundry, the breakfast, the lunch, the dinner. I think this is a time when we can say divide and conquer. Mm-hmm. And this is a time where we can say, if you act like a freeloader here, and if you do your eat your cereal and leave your bowl right there, you own the dishes at lunch. All of them. So whoever chooses to do that owns it all. And again, the kids aren't going to say, I've been waiting for you to step up and teach me how to live. I've been waiting for you to bring it on. All of the important things in life, we're not going to get cheered for.
Right.
The important things of this is a time when we can have extended family devotions. No one's going to cheer. Instead of 8 minutes, it's 20 minutes mm-hmm. of family devotions because we're home. No one's going to cheer for cleaning their room every morning. No one's going to cheer for learning how to do the laundry. One does the laundry, one does the meals, and we swap the next day. No one's going to cheer for this. But no one cheered.
Sounds like such a great idea. I'm already kind of imagining about what that would be like
if they cheered.
If they just did it.
Well, they're not going to just do it. That's the key.
Yeah.
No one's going to wake up and say, you know what? I've been watching mom, and she's been working so hard. It's Tuesday, and she worked so hard yesterday. I'm not letting that happen anymore. One of your children actually will feel a little bad. Your pleaser. They won't do anything about it because there's not the initiative there. And your barbarian has no feelings whatsoever. It's a time to help them become responsible adults. And here's the goal. Your future in-law will thank you.
Yes.
Your future daughter-in-law, your future son-in-law will say, thank you, I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a home where my mom died of cancer when I was a kid. And what that caused with a dad and all boys, and I was the oldest, was we deified the role of mom. We just deified him.
Like, wow, if someone would do this for us.
It was unbelievable. And so we just realized how awesome it was to have a mom. Somebody, we have a lot of people at our Thanksgiving table, and it is my tradition at Thanksgiving. I get up and wash all the dishes. And recently somebody finally followed me in, which made everybody laugh. That's never been done before. I don't mind doing it. It's my service to the person who made the meal, my wife. And a comment was made in a note back to us on a visitor for Thanksgiving, basically saying, this is the second Thanksgiving that I've had with you. And when I saw Bob get up to wash the dishes the first time, I thought he was doing it to impress us. And Rosemary, you told me later on, he's always done it. And I just want you to know that's a great role model for all the boys that were at the table. And as I thought about it, there were no boys at the tables, all little girls, but that's okay.
The big boys.
Yes, the big boys. And one did follow me, actually, this particular time. And my comment to Rosemary is on that, again, and she knows it, it's in my DNA. It's what I did. Mm-hmm. And I don't do it out of drudgery. It's now a joy to do it. In fact, do it to where everybody comes in the kitchen and goes, oh my goodness, the dishes are done, while somebody else is bringing the coffee. I think we want to raise that child who doesn't walk by things. We want to raise that child who grows up and goes to work and sees not only his little cubicle, but can I get that for you? I'm on the way in to get coffee. Can I get you some coffee? I'm going to get water. Can I get you some? We want to raise that extra mile. In life, there's a picture here, and they asked Jesus this in life. They came irate to Jesus. The Romans are making us carry their gear a mile. Do we have to do that? And Jesus said, well, let me tell you what you ought to do. Don't do just what you have to do. Do what you ought to do. Your job is the first mile. Your ministry is the second mile. And so if I just do my job, I'm really not in the ministry. Mm. The ministry is the second mile, where they look and say, why'd you do that? I didn't do that for you. I did that for Christ. I want to raise children who are employable and marriageable. I want to raise children who are serving Christ. This week off from school is when they have some extra time, but it's going to require some extra discipline. It's going to require some extra consequences. It's going to require listening to some extra complaining, where we would all like to have the homes that we watched on all the Christmas DVDs. It's a Wonderful Life, and Lulu or whatever her name runs with the little petals.
Right.
Yes, and everything's just perfect, and every family is perfect, and they have a little trauma, and at the end of an hour and 55 minutes, it's all worked out. Life isn't like that. The verse isn't, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's 13, he won't depart from it.
Right.
Yeah, it's when he's old, when he's older, when he's grown up, at mm-hmm. some point in life. For some of us as guys, that's 50 years old, whatever it is. When he's 50, Bob finally got it, whatever it is. But there's the statement at the front end is what's important. The front end, and don't be outcome-oriented here, be input-oriented. The front end is training. Christmas break is a time for training. Christmas break is a time for boundaries.
That's key, though. Then it's about the input, that it's about the training the kids. It's not so much that the house should be immaculate,
right,
but it's that at least the kids learned a little bit more about how to clean it.
Absolutely. And they learned a little bit more about carrying their weight. And they learned a little bit more that they're not boarders, they're members. And they learned a little bit more about team. And they learned a little bit more about being a marriage partner. And they learned a little bit more about being a great employee, not just doing what they have to. It's not my bowl. And
right,
waiting for those moments when one child happens to get up and pick up the other child's bowl. A miracle. The waters of attitude have parted now. And that's when you set up a poster on your refrigerator, just like the poster on the refrigerator for Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? Poster on the refrigerator for somebody did something for me. Catching people at random acts of kindness. Billy picked up my bowl. Writing those down, where you can thank one child for writing it down. It was awesome that you wrote that down. That's awesome that you picked up the bowl. We're trying to raise people past adolescence rather than perpetuate adolescence, where life is all about me. Everything revolves around me. The Christmas break, especially after Christmas to back to school, can be an absolute unbelievable nightmare unless we have a plan, unless we have some boundaries, unless we decide we're going to use this week to raise a family awareness. We belong to something special. Act like it.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. If you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the resources available there, or Dr. Barnes, you can find that online at shfm.org. You can also send a donation to the ministry as well, and it's tax deductible before the end of the year. Again, that website is shfm.org. To hear this broadcast again, share it with a friend, or read the corresponding blog that you can sign up for that'll come to your email box every day. You can find that online at parentingtoday.org. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for our Tuesday edition of Parenting Today, talking about Christmas, vacation, kids are home, mom is going crazy. See you then.